Welcome to the Conscious Millionaire Mindset Show, episode number 1624.
Welcome to Conscious Millionaire, the number one show for the conscious entrepreneur who wants to make your first million. Join JV on each episode as he interviews a millionaire entrepreneur or world-class expert. You're listening to the Conscious Millionaire Network, named in Inc. magazine as one of the top business podcasts and heard by 12 million listeners in 190 countries. Now, join your host, JV Crum III, mindset and strategy expert, serial entrepreneur, and author of the number one international bestseller, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference.
Hi, this is JV, and I am so excited you chose to join me today on Conscious Millionaire Mindset. I want to remind you, this isn't just a podcast or a radio show. It's a true entrepreneurial training in getting the right mindset, which is the most important factor to exploding the growth of your business, exploding the impact, making a bigger difference, and living the life that's truly going to fulfill you. All of that begins with your mindset. Today, I'm going to coach you on the two entrepreneurial problems. Now, if you've been following me for very long at all, you know that I am absolutely obsessed with the power of three, because you're typically going to hear me come out with three factors and then a 24-hour challenge. But the truth is, all the problems that you can ever have as an entrepreneur fall into only two buckets, only two categories. So what's the first one? Well, that's pretty obvious, isn't it? Money. Money is the first problem that you can have as an entrepreneur. And I want to go over a series of questions for you so that you can think about ways that you can make more money. So the first question is, what percentage of your unique visitors, once somebody might come three or four times. You only want to count them once. Unique visitors to your landing page for your free lead magnet actually convert, because that's the threshold number. And we really want to get that as large as we can with the right people. So what percentage of unique visitors to my landing page for a free lead magnet actually convert? The second one is, what percentage of my lead magnet subscribers or signups purchase a first product or service? So that's a critical number to know. Number three, how long is the actual conversion cycle from those two points, them signing up for a free lead magnet to the time they actually purchase for the first time? And number four, what percentage of people who make an initial purchase choose to take the upsell and make a second purchase? Number five, let's look at not the lifetime value. That's an important number to know, but here's one that is often overlooked. What is the 12-month value of a new customer? On average, what's that 12-month value of every new customer you're going to have? And why do you want to know that? Because we all want to be able to predict our annual income. We want to be able to predict the next 12 months, how much cash we're going to have coming in. So 5-10 years down the road, it's great to know what the lifetime value is. But you know what? Up front, you can't figure that out. But you can begin to understand what that 12-month value is. And then what's your actual cost to acquire that new customer? Not just somebody who signs up, but somebody who actually makes a purchase. And then what is the ratio? So let's say that you have these people sign up, you're running Facebook ads, however you're acquiring them organically, but there's a cost. You may be getting them off of your podcast. We get a lot of people from our podcast. But what is the actual cost of the people who buy? Let's say that you're selling some lower cost digital products, to make this simple. And let's say it costs you, you turn out and you go, wow, it cost me $20 for every person who ever buys anything from me. Well, what's the average value of the people who buy over 12 months? Let's say that's $400. Well, now you've got some real power, because this could be a shockingly high number. If the average person who buys, it costs you $20 for every person who buys, and the average person buys $400 worth of products from you over a year. So you've got a good sales system. That's 400 divided by 20. You're getting a 20-fold return, not on the first purchase, but over that 12-month period. And now you can begin to predict a lot of things about the money in your business. So what's the second kind of problem you can have as an entrepreneur? This is the problem that probably causes more angst, more frustration, more lack of fulfillment, because it really relates to fulfillment, and more burnout, because over time, if you don't have this factor, and this is so core to Conscious Millionaire, because it's the conscious side of the Conscious Millionaire, and that is the meaning. You need to have money and meaning as an entrepreneur. So what are some of the questions to ask yourself? What's the difference do I want to make? What difference do I want to make? Number two, whose life do I really want to be impacting? And you may discover that what's missing in your business, and from a meaning standpoint, and actually it could impact your money as well, because if you find the right market, you'll do better. But maybe you're in the wrong market, or maybe you're in a market and it's broader, but you realize, you know, these are the only, let's say your market's entrepreneurs, but these are the only kind of entrepreneurs that really I want to be impacting. Number three, how do I want the world to shift because of my work as an entrepreneur? So now you're beginning to think bigger, and you're beginning to think, oh, I'm going to build something. It's not just a small business, but over time, I'm going to build something that's really going to shift. So think of that. I like this phrase, conscious disruptor, right? You want to be a conscious millionaire disruptor in the world. Number four, what activities in my business most fulfill me as an entrepreneur, and how can I redesign my business or redesign my role in my business so that I'm doing more of those kinds of activities that will give you more meaning, and you'll likely be more productive on the financial side as well. Number five, what would my business look like if I were impacting 100 times more people? So we're actually making 100 times more impact. What would your business look like? And then you can look at also, how would that translate for me financially? Number six, how can I transform my customer at a higher level? Because remember, there are only two ways to approach business. You're doing it the conventional way that's transactional, or you're over here in the conscious and the conscious millionaire path, and you want to create a transformation. So the bigger the transformation, actually the more value delivering, and therefore the more that people will be willing to pay you. And number seven, for every hour of effort, you define what that means, but an hour of effort I put into my business, how can I double the results in the next 30 days? You know, the figure that's often thrown out is how can I 10 times, but that's over time. I want you to compress the time in which you're making impact, in which you're making profits. So over the next 30 days, imagine how much more successful your business would be and how more fulfilled you would be if for every hour you put into your business, you were doubling your output in terms of impact and also in terms of the money you make. So what's your 24-hour challenge? I want you to ask yourself, what is one way I can better combine making both money and meaning? So the example of that, how can I increase my profits and also increase my fulfillment in my business? I'd love to hear your answer. Just go to consciousmillionairemindset.com. And you can contact me there either by email or voicemail, and that will come directly to me. Or if you don't even want to go to the website, if you've got an ongoing business, I want to hear from you how you're going to combine money and meaning so that you can grow that business. Just send me a text. I'll give you my cell phone. Nobody's been abusing this, so it's working really well. It gives you greater access to me. Here's the cell phone, and you text me there at 303-641-0401. That's 303-641-0401. I look forward to connecting with you on the next Conscious Millionaire.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire Media Podcast Radio Network. The host, producer, and owner of the show, distributors, and broadcast media make no claims that the strategies and information discussed in the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from the host guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial or health advice is made in the show. You're advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors. Always consult your physician or licensed health advisor prior to making any changes in your diet, exercise program, and implementing any health strategies or information discussed on the shows. Not all information provided may be suitable for your situation. As always, take full responsibility for the decisions and actions you take, including the responses that they create in your health.